Hello, and welcome to this week's edition of RT Dining. I'm Virginia Voice volunteer Steve Paradiso, and this week we'll be reading articles from the Richmond Times-Dispatch, Richmond.com, and more. Our first article today, Chez Nous offers a taste of Paris by the bottle. The downtown bar and shop is made for Francophiles and others who love wine. By Meredith Lindemann, the Richmond Times-Dispatch. Sitting in your house in your sweats, alone in the dark, is no longer an acceptable way to drink wine. Get yourself together. Chez Nous, at 6 West Carey Street, which opened earlier this month in downtown Richmond's Monroe Ward, is a rather lovely and quite civilized little escape from your routine. Melissa Stollard, owner of Chez Nous, a wine and bar shop, said, "This is something I've thought about for over 10 years, just a place where people can relax and enjoy a little bit of French culture. I'm a big Francophile, and of course I'm not French, but I wanted a place where it felt like you were walking down a street in Richmond and you step inside and you're in a different country. That's the vibe we're going for here. Mission accomplished." From the Bentwood bar stools to the mirrors behind the bar, this spot is one to watch like an episode of Emily in Paris. Stollard typically offers an interesting selection of 3 whites and 3 reds on the menu, so you can find your favorite and go back for more until she finds something new that she likes. The prices vary, but expect to pay between $10 to $14 per glass. Bottles at the wine bar are priced between $30 and $40. "Predominantly, we're going to be about 50% French wines," said Stollard. "Then we're rounding out the selection with Italian and other European countries, and we will have some U.S. offerings. We would like to rotate it so it's not the same thing every time you come in." Just a few blocks away from the Jefferson Hotel, the space is intimate with a capacity of 25. "Also, did you say rosé season out loud while you were reading this at work?" Well, rosé season is in February. No one really knows that. But you can get pumped for warm weather pink drinks because Stollard has a variety of what you want right now. She said, "Rosé is coming into the rotation and we'll have bottles that you can buy. Retail bottles range from $17 to $95. I'm working with wine distributors just going by taste, what we like and what we're gravitating towards. Something light, refreshing, something of interest that's not found in too many places elsewhere." She is serving a rotating menu of small plates. Think deviled eggs, potato, and fennel soup with cheese, charcuterie boards, and jambon beurre, a Parisian staple of jambon de Paris ham. Gruyere, cornichon, and sea salt butter served on a baguette. Prices start at $10 up to $30 and will change with the menu. If you're not having a glass of wine or a bite to eat, the shop is still worth a stop. Stollard sells interesting French ephemera like oyster shuckers, fragrant soaps, various types of salt, and other items that are oh so preciously French in her well-edited selection of accoutrements. Unlike other drinking establishments, this is the place you should find yourself on a rainy Sunday afternoon when you want to feel a touch of romantic. Just remember to change out of your sweats first. If you go, the address is 6 West Carey Street. The hours are Wednesday and Thursday, 3 p.m. to 8 p.m., Friday, 3 p.m. to 9 p.m., Saturday, noon to 9 p.m., Sunday, noon to 5 p.m. Contact 804-947-0720 or chezneuxrva.com. You just heard Chez Nous offers a taste of Paris by the bottle by Meredith Lindemann of the Richmond Times-Dispatch. Our next story, Chesterfield resident bags spot in $1 million Lay's flavor contest. This year's Lay's Do Us a Flavor finalists include Nelia Lin's wavy Korean-style fried chicken, along with Valentina and Lime, and Bacon Grilled Cheese. By Chelsea Jackson of the Richmond Times-Dispatch. A Chelsea resident is bringing a new street food flavor to the snack aisle. Last year, Lay set out to find a $1 million potato chip flavor idea for its Do Us a Flavor contest. After more than 700,000 submissions, the 3 finalists have been selected, including Nelia Lin's wavy Korean-style fried chicken flavored potato chips. "I was extremely thrilled when I heard the good news," Lin said. This is truly such a fun experience to be a part of, especially with such an iconic brand as Lay's. Most importantly, I am very grateful for this opportunity to share my story. I'm super excited for everyone to try my flavor creation. A little spicy and a little bit sweet. The flavor is inspired by her family's time in South Korea. When I saw this opportunity for Lay's Do Us a Flavor, I immediately thought about my parents serving in the military. Being a part of a strong military household, my sisters and I have traveled to many places during our lives. But one place that brought me the most joy is Daegu, South Korea, Lynn said. Lynn's mother was deployed to South Korea the summer before her junior year of high school. It was such a wonderful experience to enrich ourselves in another culture. I remember going to the Daegu Chimak Festival, an annual chicken festival where people celebrate the pairing of fried chicken and beer. There were so many food stands with a variety of fried chicken, and I can still remember all the sweet and spicy flavors. After returning to the United States, Lynn said she could never find a taste as flavorful as the fried chicken in Daegu. When I heard about the Lay's Do Us a Flavor contest, I knew that I had to share the flavor of Korean fried chicken with the world. I can only hope that everyone can experience the taste I had experienced, Lynn said. The two other finalists in the competition are Lay's Bacon Grilled Cheese Flavored Potato Chips, submitted by Paula George from Sepulpa, Oklahoma, and Lay's Valentina and Lime Flavored Potato Chips, submitted by Aracela Huerta from San Jose, California. Now it's up to the fans to vote for their favorite flavor and crown one winner to take home the $1 million. All three flavors will hit store shelves in Chesterfield, Richmond, and across the country starting Monday, April 21st through June 13th. You just heard Chesterfield Resident Bag Spot in $1 Million Lay's Flavor Contest by Chelsea Jackson of the Richmond Times-Dispatch. Our next story, Chili's Trolls McDonald's with its new Quarter Pound Burger by Jordan Belinsky of CNN. Dateline, New York. Chili's is ratcheting up its fight against fast food rivals with a new cheeseburger that might make McDonald's call their lawyers. The chain is rolling out Tuesday the Big QP Burger, which not only has a similar name to McDonald's Quarter Pounder, but also the same toppings. Two slices of American cheese, pickles, ketchup, and diced onions. Chili's says in a press release that its version has 85% more beef, making it even more value-packed than the fast food classic. The Big QP is being added to Chili's popular 3 for Me, a $10.99 meal that includes burgers, fries, unlimited chips, and free refills of a soft drink. The deal exploded in popularity last year when Chili's took aim at customers of its fast food rivals, notably McDonald's, who might be turned off by their rising prices. And while the meal might be more expensive than a McDonald's Quarter Pounder, which costs around $5 to $7 depending on the city, it's comparable in price to a combo meal with medium fries and medium-sized soft drink. Chili's directly jabbed McDonald's in a press release, calling the $10.99 deal less expensive than a comparable meal at McDonald's, as well as releasing TV ads that call the Quarter Pounder tiny. The Big QP is the second McDonald's-inspired burger from Chili's. Last year, the chain added a Big Mac-like burger called the Big Smasher, rolling out a cheeky ad campaign that directly called out the Big Mac. Ultimately, that proved a successful gambit, with the Big Smasher helping Chili's register a 15% jump in same-store sales following its release. Chili's is likely hoping to sustain its skyrocketing sales by continuing this rivalry. Sales in its most recent quarter jumped 31%, marking the chain's third straight quarter of double-digit growth. Shares of Brinker International, EAT, its parent company, have soared 200% over the past year. Once trailing flashier rivals, Chili's is pulling off its comeback thanks to these deals, plus revamped chicken tender recipes and viral TikToks of its triple dipper appetizer. The chain also recently opened a location in Scranton, Pennsylvania, inspired by The Office. The success stands in contrast to most casual dining chains, typically catering to lower and middle income families looking for a sit-down meal. Diners have been abandoning these companies in recent years, These restaurants have been hiking menu prices. At the same time, their customer base is being squeezed by the rising cost of living, resulting in several bankruptcies, including Hooters, TGI Fridays, and Buca di Beppo. Although McDonald's hasn't directly responded to Chili's, the chain recently added a McValue menu category in hopes of turning around its sluggish sales. In addition to the $5 menu deal, the menu also has a buy one, add one for a dollar option, and more locally targeted promotions from its franchises. You just heard Chili's Trolls McDonald's with its new quarter-pound burger by Jordan Valinsky of CNN. Our next story, Le Petit Morceau Bakery opens in Manchester in September. The French-inspired bakery will be led by a self-taught baker. By Meredith Lindemann of the Richmond Times-Dispatch. Right now, Le Petit Morceau is a shell. The construction of the Manchester bakery has yet to begin, but owner and baker Tramai Anderson is ready to kick off her business despite foreseeing a build-out that will put off opening by 5 months. Anderson, 23, is a self-taught baker specializing in French pastries. I grew up baking and eating a lot of French food because my grandmother is from Luxembourg, said Anderson. That was sort of what I grew up around. She used to cook a lot, and she's an excellent chef who would have lots of dinner parties. I learned a lot of the basics from her, and then I would cook my own, and I took it from there. Le Petit Morceau, 1421 Bainbridge Street, will be a French bakery specializing in croissants. Anderson notes the difficulty of making croissants, explaining, however, that she's confident in her recipe and her process in baking the buttery, flaky French staple. She also envisions baking pain au chocolat and chocolate chip cookies. She graduated from the University of Richmond after studying French and film. I've been in the kitchen for basically my whole life. I gained a lot of confidence playing around with pre-made recipes and following recipes. I got really comfortable with that, and I riff on them, said Anderson. When I was developing all my recipes for the pastries I make now, I follow normal recipes that I find online, and then I would tweak them. All the recipes I use now are entirely my own, but they are based on pre-made recipes. But her road toward construction is not without more education along the way. She said, a lot of the time, I'm trying to better balance flavors. I find that a lot of specifically American recipes lack the balance between sweetness and all the other flavors that are in the recipe. Nathan Hughes, with Spirity Real Estate Ventures, represented the landlord in the lease. On the way to that construction, the building has a long way to come as well. There are no walls or floors, but she describes two-thirds of the interior space as being a kitchen, with the front of house being just behind the floor-to-ceiling windows that look out onto a residential street lined with Manchester's two-story historic homes. Make a note and see you in September. You just heard Le Petit Morceau Bakery opens in Manchester in September by Meredith Lindemann of the Richmond Times-Dispatch. Our next story, Four Lemon Recipes to Perk Up Your Meals for Spring by Meredith Deeds of the Minnesota Star-Tribune, April 13, 2025. Sometimes life is unfair, like when there are 70-degree days in March and you think winter is over, and a snowstorm hits the next day, or when you've finally had enough of the heavy comfort foods and you're ready for lighter dishes and brighter flavors, just to find out that citrus season is almost over. Luckily, citrus season technically doesn't end until April, and even then, it's not really over because oranges, limes, and lemons can be found in almost any produce section year-round. So let's get ready to juice, zest, and slice. We've got some lemons, and we're going to make lemonade. Well, not lemonade, but something equally delicious that's sure to bring a little sunshine to your plate. Lemons are plentiful and easy to find, but that doesn't necessarily mean they're easy to cook with. There are a few important things to know. Making the best zest. We often don't think about washing citrus fruits because either we're not eating the peel or we're just using the juice. If you need the zest, though, wash and dry the fruit first. When a recipe calls for zest, it's referring to the thin outer layer of the fruit, the colorful part, That's where the essential oils are and where you get the most flavor. Once you get in the white pith behind the zest, things get bitter and unpleasant. And if the recipe calls for both zest and juice, be sure to zest the lemon before you cut it up. It's not easy to grate the zest off a little wedge of lemon, trust me. Making juice worth the squeeze. When adding lemon juice to a dish, do so at the end of the cooking process. While the zest can be added at any point, waiting to add the lemon juice will preserve its bright, fresh flavor and prevent it from becoming acrid. Think about adding a few drops of lemon juice to a dish before you add more salt. Most chefs know that adding just a squeeze of lemon juice can sharpen all the other flavors in a soup, sauce, or stew without stealing the show. That's why, when it comes to the final seasoning before serving, they will grab a wedge of lemon before a pinch of salt. Bottled lemon juice is not going to have the same bright flavor you get from a fresh lemon. For that reason, when I'm cooking a dish and I want to taste that liquid sunshine, I skip the bottle. When I'm making jams or doing another kind of canning, I actually prefer bottled lemon juice because it has a consistent level of acidity, which is important when preserving foods. Here are four recipes that are perfect for enjoying the end of the citrus season and saying hello at the beginning of spring. First, pasta au limone. Serves 4 to 6. Luxuriously creamy, cheesy, and perfectly balanced with a generous splash of lemon. This quick and easy pasta makes any dinner feel like a special occasion. From Meredith Deeds. Ingredients: 1 pound dry bucatini or spaghetti, 1/4 cup butter, 1 clove garlic minced, 1 tablespoon grated lemon zest, salt and freshly ground black pepper, 1/4 cup heavy cream, 1/4 cup fresh lemon juice, 1/2 cup freshly grated Parmesan, plus more for serving. 2 tablespoons shredded fresh basil leaves. Extra virgin olive oil for drizzling. Directions: cook pasta according to package directions until al dente. Reserve 1 1/2 cups cooking water. Drain pasta into a colander and set aside. Heat butter in the same pot you cooked your pasta in over medium heat. Add the garlic, lemon zest, 1/2 teaspoon salt, and 1/4 teaspoon pepper. Cook until fragrant, about 1 minute. Whisk in 1 cup of the reserved pasta cooking water and cream. Bring to a simmer and cook for 3 minutes. Remove pot from heat. Return pasta and stir until coated. Stir in lemon juice and Parmesan. Cover and let pasta stand for 1 minute. Stir and add a little more of the reserved pasta water if the pasta seems dry. Stir in basil and serve with a drizzle of olive oil and sprinkling of Parmesan. The next recipe, chicken thighs with lemons and olives. Serves 4 to 6. Briny green olives and bright citrusy lemons are a classic Mediterranean combination from Meredith Deeds. Ingredients: 8 bone-in, skin-on chicken thighs. About 3 pounds total. 1/2 teaspoon salt. 1/4 teaspoon freshly ground black pepper. 1 tablespoon olive oil. 4 cloves garlic, finely chopped. 2 teaspoons finely chopped thyme. Grated zest of 1 lemon. 1/4 teaspoon red pepper flakes. 1/2 cup dry white wine. 1 cup chicken broth. 2 tablespoons lemon juice. 1 teaspoon honey. 1 cup green olives, pitted and halved. 8 thin slices of lemon. Directions: preheat oven to 350 degrees. Pat chicken dry with paper towels and season with salt and pepper. Heat oil in an oven-safe 12-inch skillet over medium-high heat. Place the chicken, skin side down, in the skillet and cook until skin is crisp and well browned, 8 to 10 minutes. Transfer chicken to a plate, skin side up. Pour off all but 1 tablespoon of fat from skillet. Return skillet to medium heat. Add garlic, thyme, lemon zest, and red pepper flakes and cook, uncovered, until fragrant, about 30 seconds. Add wine and cook, scraping up any browned bits on the bottom of the skillet, until liquid is almost evaporated, about 2 minutes. Stir in the broth, lemon juice, honey, and olives, and bring to a simmer. Add the chicken, skin side up, back to the skillet, nestling into the liquid. Place one slice of lemon on top of each piece of chicken. Transfer the skillet to the oven and bake, uncovered, until the chicken is cooked through and tender. An instant read thermometer inserting into the thickest part of the thighs should register 185 degrees, about 30 to 35 minutes. Serve hot. The next recipe, lemon and garlic roasted potatoes. Serves 4. Serve these brightly flavored potatoes with a simple roasted chicken or your favorite grilled meat. From Meredith Deeds. Ingredients. 2 pounds small Yukon Gold potatoes, halved. 1 medium lemon, cut into 1/4 inch slices. 8 large garlic cloves, smashed and peeled. 4 sprigs rosemary. 1/4 cup olive oil. Salt and freshly ground black pepper. Flaky salt. Lemon wedges for serving. Directions. Preheat the oven to 400 degrees. Spray a large, rimmed baking sheet with cooking spray. Place the potatoes on a sheet pan with the lemon slices, garlic, rosemary, olive oil, 3/4 teaspoon salt, and 1/2 teaspoon pepper, and toss until everything is coated with oil. Spread out in one layer with the potatoes cut side down. Roast for 30 minutes. Remove from the oven. Stir and turn potatoes cut side up. Remove and reserve the lemon slices. Return the pan to the oven and continue roasting for another 20 to 30 minutes until the potatoes are browned and crisp on the outside and tender inside. Discard the rosemary sprigs and transfer to a serving platter with the reserved lemon slices. Sprinkle with a little flaky salt and serve with lemon wedges on the side. Our last recipe, lemon ricotta pancakes. Serves 4. Light, fluffy, and citrusy. Enjoy these delicate pancakes with pure Minnesota maple syrup and your favorite fresh fruit. From Meredith Deeds. Ingredients. 1 1/2 cups all-purpose flour. 1 teaspoon baking powder. 3/4 teaspoons baking soda. 1/2 teaspoon salt. 2 large eggs separated, plus 2 large egg whites. 1 1/3 cup buttermilk. 1 cup whole milk ricotta cheese. Zest of lemon, plus 1 tablespoon juice. 1/2 teaspoon vanilla extract. 2 tablespoons unsalted butter, melted. 1/4 cup sugar. 2 teaspoons vegetable oil. Maple syrup for serving. Fresh fruit for serving. Directions. In a small bowl, whisk together the flour, baking powder, baking soda, and salt. In another medium bowl, beat together the egg yolks, buttermilk, ricotta, lemon zest, and juice, vanilla, and melted butter. Stir in the dry ingredients until just combined. Don't worry if there are a few lumps. In a separate mixing bowl, beat the egg whites until soft peaks form. Slowly add sugar and continue beating until stiff but not dry. Gently fold them into the batter, stirring until no streaks of white remain. Heat a griddle or skillet over medium heat and coat with oil. Pour about 1/4 cup of batter per pancake into the pan and use the back of the ladle to spread into a 4-inch round. Cook until edges are set and first side is deep golden brown, about 2 to 3 minutes. Note, these pancakes are delicate and will be more difficult to turn if you don't let them cook sufficiently on the first side. Using a thin, wide spatula, flip pancakes and continue to cook until the second side is golden brown, 2 to 3 minutes longer. Serve hot pancakes with syrup and fresh fruit as desired. You just heard 4 lemon recipes to perk up your meals for spring. by Meredith Deeds of the Minnesota Star Tribune. Our final story, Give Opportunities. A Big Herm's Kitchen alumna takes over the catering side of the business by Bird Cox of RichmondMagazine.com. April 9, 2025. Known for its lovingly sized portions and friendly crew, Big Herm's Kitchen connected a community of comfort food lovers over its nearly 20 years in Jackson Ward and on Brooklyn Park Boulevard. While the eatery shuttered in late 2024, the business will continue as a catering company under the guidance of longtime employee Leanne Fletcher. Her specialty is desserts, so expect a few new treats to pop up on the menu beyond Fletcher's signature peach bread pudding, which is also a customer favorite. Richmond Magazine. How did you get started at Big Herm's? Leanne Fletcher. I knew Herman Big Herm Baskerville's family, his mom, and his sister. I was really close with his sister. When I became a single mom with two kids, I needed a job that allowed me to be at home and to work while they were in school. I started as a delivery driver for breakfast and lunch at Herm's, and when he opened the store on 2nd Street, I ran the cash register there. I did whatever needed to be done. His sister was doing the catering side of things. Eventually, though, she had two kids of her own, and she was like, I need to transfer this over. So I got involved in that part. I've been catering for about 6 years now. Richmond Magazine. Big Herm's has shifted entirely to catering. Tell us about that transition. Fletcher. Yes, we closed the restaurant, and I'm making the transition with the people who love us in mind. I'm using Big Herm's recipes, but there will be things that I'll add. Tiramisu, regular and gluten-free. It's a big hit. And more desserts, like strawberry cakes and cupcakes. It will be more streamlined, with the vegan and vegetarian options highlighted. I'm trying to keep the good food, the comfort food that was established, in play. That feels important. People were like, where will I get my catfish and peach bread pudding? And I can do much of that through the catering side. Not everything, but most things. Richmond Magazine. You grew up cooking in Hanover. What are some experiences from your younger years that influenced the chef you are today? Fletcher. I'm more on the baking side because I baked with my grandmother. I still have some of her recipes. We were on a farm, so we went to the store for meat and milk. But other than that, we grew our food and cooked it. Apples for applesauce, grapes for jelly. I had a bucket of butter beans to shell every night with my homework. I grew up around food. If you didn't contribute to the garden or in the kitchen, you didn't get fed. That was part of the upbringing. Richmond Magazine. What do you love about catering events? Fletcher. Other than the chaos? She laughs. I love the diversity. You can do anything from just appetizers to full meals to desserts. The diversity in foods, and the diversity in the type of people you meet. Baby showers, funerals, basketball events. You meet so many different kinds of people, and it's great. Richmond Magazine. What advice would you give to others in the food industry? Fletcher. Give opportunities to people. I was fortunate that, with Big Herm, not only did he employ me, but both of my kids. They worked on catering events in the summertime, and it helped them to enter the real world. Opportunities are great. You just heard Give Opportunities by Bird Cox of RichmondMagazine.com. Well, that's all the time we have for this week's Richmond Times-Dispatch Dining. I'm Steve Paradiso for the Virginia Voice. Thank you for listening. This program is also available anytime, on demand, at virginiavoice.org.